Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tool show on earth.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh.
It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah.
I forgot to tell you that you can now get your abortions in Ireland.
Yeah, we might have to fly there if they, once the Supreme Court changes that. And we have to fly to Ireland to get their abortions taken
care
of.
Were you not able to get them there before?
No, you couldn't.
Oh, No.
Okay.
No.
They're a heavily Catholic country, and they said no. And then they're really pissed off at the church right now because of the boy thing. Really, over there, they're really pissed.
So now, since they have made it officially okay to now change the laws so to where abortions can be had in Ireland.
Pro-choice, good. Good for Ireland.
So you can go to Ireland at some point here and get your...
What changed your mind?
Women's rights. Starting to take over a little bit.
Yeah, moving forward into modern times?
And moving forward as opposed to
moving backward.
It was a vote.
Oh, they voted on it.
Most people are pro-choice.
They voted to permit legislation that allows women in Ireland to have an abortion.
Right.
There was an amendment in Ireland's constitution in 1983 that effectively banned abortion. In their constitution, they got that changed.
So it was cool before 83?
I wouldn't say that, but it was not illegal. Apparently.
Potato.
Couple of places hiring.
I sent you some potato news.
Oh, good.
There's potato news today.
Potato.
Oh, okay. I was just looking through. I didn't see that. I don't recall seeing.
Is there cauliflower news that tastes just like it?
Yes, there is.
No, but I did.
Speaking of food, why don't we talk about this today? Puss. Oh Jesus! Grab that, Craig.
I will.
Ran out of cord there.
Ran out of headphone cord there.
I have seen that cauliflower is trending all over the place.
As it should, because it tastes just like potatoes.
It's the cool new vegetable.
Now, Craig was talking about. We've talked about this before. Craig's. The kids found it was marshmallows on Fruit Loops, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It was a game changer.
Marshmallow Fruit Loops.
It's been a bit in the show. That was a game changer. And then how'd they get this box here?
My brother-in-law and my nephew were in L.A. this weekend for a concert, and they were like down on the boardwalk in Venice Beach or somewhere in a shop, found this stuff, and thought of Craig and brought it back.
Box of cereal. What's it called, Craig?
Marshmallow Madness.
Read the front.
No more picking cereal out of your marshmallows. The insignia on the top left says, "It's sugar." And then there's also the big badge on the front there that says, "Absolutely no nutritional value added."
Plus, I'll take a picture, put it in the show.
That is so
amazing.
On California, that's
it
great.
It is just marshmallows.
Well, I like the fact that this is what it is. Don't worry.
It's all marshmallows.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd like that. I like marshmallows, but you want the consistency to change when you're biting into something, not just be all marshmallows and milk, but what the hell?
And there's the fun little maze that you can do on the back in
always
the morning
good.
While you're sitting there eating your
always good
eating your cereal.
I assume this is not a name brand.
No, it's
it is not a name brand at all.
It's called Marshmallow Madness. It's a package, so you can probably buy it somewhere, specialty places. I'm guessing
it looks like it's sugar.
Oh, there is a maze in the back.
Yeah,
a little maze.
Yeah, nice little maze on the back. Give you something to do in the morning while you're sitting there eating your cereal.
Jacking yourself up on sugar.
And the little story that they give along with the maze is, oh, no, cereal somehow made its way into your bowl of delicious marshmallows. Careful not to scoop some up while finding your way to marshmallow madness.
Yes, marshmallow madness.
Yeah, during the break you need to photograph that.
I'll get a picture of that, yeah.
And post it.
Game changer.
And find out where it's available. Apparently, only on Venice Beach.
A delicious part of your unbalanced breakfast is what it says.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Dude, I like things when they just flat out admit they're not healthy.
Yeah, it's a great looking package, too. I just stuck to the tape, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Damn it. Damn it. Package.
Oh,
means-
wow. They consider.
What?
Okay, servings per container. Yeah. Let's see. There's 8 ounces here of marshmallow madness in this package. You know, do you know how many servings are in this container?
I'm gonna say 4.
Well, the way we pour cereal, probably 4.
Oh God, probably like 10.
10.
2.
Oh really? Oh yeah. Oh, I guess it takes up space. The marshmallows.
Well, they say 2.
How many
servings?
Calories? How many calories per serving?
4. Oh no, 388
per serving. Okay.
Per serving.
And that's a cheeseburger.
That's 100 grams. 100 grams is the serving size.
And that's something good.
388 calories are in there. Fortunately, you will be pleased to know that there is no fat.
I didn't think so. But it's all sugar, right?
There is no fat.
How much
there
sugar
is no saturated fat. There is no trans fat. There is no cholesterol.
How about carbs?
There are carbs. 96 grams of carbs. 32% of your daily recommended value.
Okay.
How many grams of sugar?
Yeah.
Let's see. Make sure I can read that one right. 82.
Wow. 82.
You can actually order this stuff online from itssugar.com.
Excellent.
Oh, and I think it's kind of more of a gag gift type thing.
It looks like.
Because it's $15 a box.
Is it?
So you wouldn't want to eat it as your daily cereal.
No.
Now, you can get your protein out of here. There's 2 grams of protein.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right.
Yeah, and Dr. Mito suggests you
how much
use
of your minimum daily requirement of protein is 2 grams?
It doesn't mention that. It doesn't mention
this is
it,
diabetic
but I
heaven,
think
right?
It's minimal. The ingredients in your marshmallow madness
is marshmallows.
No, sugar, and then corn syrup,
which is sugar.
Oh, both good for you.
that's pretty much sugar.
Both good for you.
Yes, and then food starch modified, gelatin, artificial, natural flavor, sodium.
Hey, it says no nutritional value whatsoever on the front, so there you go.
No, it says none added.
Oh, no nutritional value.
None added.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, none added. But, it's not fortified.
But none to begin with either.
Hey, there's a couple grams of
protein
in here.
All right.
That's the building blocks of muscle, man. You're
the building blocks of muscle. Thank you.
You know.
Now you're right.
You need that.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, it gets there's 6 reviews of this on the website, and they're all 5-star reviews.
Well, it ain't like you're going to buy that and say, oh, this sucks, because you know what it is.
You know what it is.
If you like marshmallows, you're going to buy it.
It says it right there. It's sugar.
Yeah, it's for
give me some sugar, Craig.
People in California to buy for their cauliflower-loving friends.
All right. Good stuff.
Nobody likes cauliflower.
Not according to the interwebs.
Thank you.
Man, that is the trendiest vegetable going now.
The only way I really do like
the
it.
The trendiest vegetable
the only way I really do like it, actually, is either dipped in cheese or whipped. I don't like it. Otherwise, I'm not a big fan of it either, really. If it's whipped, I dip it.
What about raw? Now you can take it raw.
Yeah, but I'm not. Yes, I can.
I've
Craig.
Noticed.
Yes, I can.
Oh, damn. They got cocoa. It, nothing. Marshmallow madness.
Just all chocolate.
It's all chocolate marshmallows.
All right, move on.
Yeah, and then they also have a gift box of this stuff that's like 2 feet tall.
Oh,
it's like a giant.
Buy it for your diabetic friend.
It's $50.
Yeah. You don't have to go to California. You can get it online.
Online, right.
5.5 pounds. Of marshmallow madness cereal.
Excellent.
Wow. If you need a job, a pizza oven company is hiring pizza people to eat pizza. The Uni, I guess, is how you pronounce their name, Oni cookware company, said that they are now hiring pizza taste testers.
Oh, man. That's a good gig.
You will be required to sample new products, brainstorm recipes, and become brand ambassadors. Salaries will depend on experience, but anywhere from $300 to $1,000 a day.
You get a gym membership with that, too?
Yeah.
Your job is just to eat pizza?
Or is it going to be like when people drink wine, they spit it out. You keep spitting the pizza out if you taste it.
No.
I'm not going to push, but unless you have to go to the gym every day a lot. If that's what you're eating every day.
Yeah, you're going to need to do like 4 hours at work and 4 hours at the gym every day.
Yeah, you got to spit it out.
Well, there's a lot of food companies, a lot of beer companies, wine companies. They all have tasters.
A lot of them spit that out, though.
Yeah,
a lot of them do.
But I'm curious, how much pizza do you actually eat?
Right, I'm curious.
You can't be just shoving pizza in.
No, I'm sure it's all little bites, but you're still eating a lot of pizza. Let's go with that. Yeah.
And making thousands.
Hey, that's a pretty good gig. You can get it.
As a result. Right.
And Canada, a company called Alot, A-H-L-O-T, is now hiring to evaluate, they are looking for people to consume marijuana products.
There you go. They should combine that with the pizza guys. Of course, if you smoke a lot of dope, every pizza is going to taste good.
Yeah, right.
On the same with alcohol, for that matter.
Dude.
Are these edibles or smokables? Both?
Oh, no, just consume marijuana products.
But weed, doesn't it affect everybody differently?
You get paid $50 an hour to do this.
Dude.
Do
they drug test?
You better fail.
To apply, you better fail, guessing. You're right.
Yeah, I'm sure you have to, during the interview process.
I got some bad news. You passed your drug test.
Right.
Son of a bitch. You done told me I got a high before I went here.
But you probably have to mention about how much you smoke so they can kind of gauge your tolerance.
Well, that and also, you know.
Because I assume that's what you're reporting back is how high the stuff is getting you.
And how you feel.
Yes, and how it makes you feel. Right. Did you feel this way?
Mellow,
did you feel that way?
Jacked up.
Yeah, were you paranoid? Were you hungry?
Yeah, it was great.
They want to form a cannabis curation committee whose members will be tasked with consistently sampling different strains and providing feedback.
Dude.
Here's the trouble.
What's the trouble?
You only it's only good for maybe 3 hours a week for your $50 an hour. You only have to commit to up to 3 hours a week to sampling the goods.
It's also good extra cash.
And you have to be a Canadian citizen.
$150 a week, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's extra cash.
To sample the cannabis wares.
They are lined up around the block for that gig.
Beer money, I guess they call it.
Yep. Remember, we had to give plasma to get that kind of money.
Up to 16 hours per month is what they'll give you.
It's a good gig for a college kid.
For $50 an hour.
So that's $800 a month that you could earn just for eating edibles.
And smoking. Maybe smoking.
Smoking.
Yeah, but I wonder if it's like when I took that film class in college, like having to think about it kind of sucked some of the fun out of it.
Yeah,
like,
it does, yeah.
If you were sitting there getting high and having to like
describe your
take
feeling.
Notes about how high and what you felt, would it take some of the fun out of it?
Yeah, it kind of becomes a class.
Yeah, it becomes work.
You're still getting paid to get high. Still better than other things.
Yeah, but you have to think about it.
Right, yeah.
How's this affecting
me? Dude, how was it, dude? I forgot, but it's pretty good.
Tyler makes an excellent point.
Right. You're still getting paid to get
out. It's better than a lot of things.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
There's a lot of things that suck.
Well, film class was better than a lot of classes in college, too, but it's still, you know, it sucked some of the fun out of watching movies.
Yeah, because you're not used to eating your edibles and then thinking about it.
Describe how you're feeling now.
I've got to write a review.
Dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I've got to write an analysis.
You
can
write
of
it
this.
While you're high, too.
Well, that probably would be the time to do it.
Yeah, it would be.
Well, it's
I would actually more like to dictate it while I'm high, because you might drift. Or you're actually if it's pen to paper, you might drift. Oh, dude.
Yeah, that it like we having to read Facebook, you know, certain periodicals, watch certain TV. It kind of becomes homework.
Sometimes it does. Yeah.
To a certain degree.
Yeah. But like I said, I'm not. That's an easy gig. Paying attention to crap is a hell of a lot easier than
other
stuff. Oh, yeah,
but
then
I think, you know, in the middle of things, you might forget that, I have to report on this.
Yeah, you're right.
And you can only have so many reviews that are basically
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude, you got to try this. That's how I'd write that every time.
How did it make you feel?
You got to try
stoned.
This.
Right. Dude. How was it? Dude.
Dude. Just dude.
Just dude.
You got to try it.
Dude.
On a level of 1 to 10, rate your munchies from this strain.
Dude.
Well, that's part of it. Yeah. That would be part of it,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
And you can actually find all the different strains rated like that.
Is
a website, at least a website, probably two or three that I'm aware of, that rate every strain of weed you can find, hundreds of them.
Yeah.
And in several different
ways. You're gonna eat the whole pizza after this one.
Yes,
there's only a couple of slices after this one.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't imagine there aren't 1,000 weed bloggers and
there's
gotta be.
And weed podcasts out there right now.
Yeah.
But it's illegal. Remember that where we're sitting, so be careful.
Oh yeah.
Careful.
But it's legal in a lot of places.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Including Canada.
Dude.
I'm just saying, if you'd been a recreational smoker before and then you took this gig and had to start thinking about getting high,
once again,
it might take some of the fun out of it.
It's less, there's a lot worse ways to make $50 an hour.
No doubt. No doubt.
And we've done a fair amount of them for much less than $50 an hour.
Yes, we have.
And it's a job you'd love.
I'm sure.
The Black Album, Metallica, marking 500 weeks on the national sales chart. Non-consecutive,
they fell off,
but still 500 weeks on the chart since debuting at number one in August of 1991. They've sold nearly 17 million copies in the U.S. alone. It is now one of only four albums with 500 weeks or more on the chart.
So many charts now.
Album chart.
You know, there
this
to be
is the national sales chart of albums.
Dark Side, obviously. You know the other three?
I do. Dark Side of the Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon is one.
One of the Michael Jackson albums?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, they sell a bunch right away. They don't really last.
Okay, so we've got Dark Side of the Moon. We've got the Black Album.
Are they the other two are rock? Are they rock?
The other two are best ofs. One of them is rock and roll. One of them is not.
Eagles best of.
Eagles, yeah. You just reported that a few weeks ago.
No.
No? Nope.
Beatles.
No. No.
Best of. Prince?
No. One of the albums is issued to you when you go to college.
Oh,
or
Frampton.
At least it used to be.
Frampton Comes Alive.
No. No, when you go to college.
Oh, college.
Not just existing.
Oh, a legend from
Bob Marley.
Bob Marley, yeah.
And
duh, dude.
Yes, exactly.
That is also issued to you if you go on a fishing boat out of Mexico.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
required listening.
Here's another hint for the other
one.
That's
the soundtrack.
Journey.
Okay. Best of Journey.
Greatest hits.
Yeah. All that stuff's good.
So, the 500 weeks on the national sales chart.
Hey, you've got the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. Fire.